Filipinos packed malls and shopping districts during the holidays as cases of COVID-19 appeared to be dropping to new lows. The government had eased most restrictions ahead one of the busiest seasons, but experts warned there was no room for complacency.
Starting December 19, we somehow had an alarm, an alert that there's already like a switch of trend, you know, and the increase in the positivity rate is very, very fast. And in terms of patterns, we see that most of the cases currently are asymptomatic and mild, and they are coming from the 20s, 30s age group. So somehow we can correlate this kind of dynamics to mobility of people because of the holidays.
More Omicron patients had been identified this week by the health department, while a traveler from the United States who tested positive had breached quarantine regulations in order to party. At least a dozen of her close contacts now have the virus.
The Omicron variant is driving COVID-19 cases to record numbers in many countries. The Philippines has largely been spared, but daily infections are on the rise. And while it's possible the new virus variant is spreading, health department officials say it's too early to make that conclusion.
A new wave of the virus is likely not only to strain the country's healthcare system, it could exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in regions still suffering from the impact of Super Typhoon Rai. As it is, there are already outbreaks of diarrhea and gastroenteritis in those areas worst hit by the storm.
We haven't received official report except for increase of cases in diarrhea, cough and cold. But you know, cough and cold are among the symptoms closely monitored for COVID. There are no partition or division in the evacuation center. So COVID is an airborne disease, and such as that, it can easily also spread.
Aid workers hoped an increase in COVID-19 cases would be the last thing they would have to deal with, as they're still struggling to provide basic needs like food and clean drinking water to the millions affected by the typhoon. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.